Now we turn to the practice of democracy here in the United States. In less than 2 weeks' time, Louisiana voters go to the polls to select their new governor. The choice is between the first woman governor and the first non-white governor since Reconstruction. Earlier, I spoke with our senior producer, Steve Proffitt, about the governor's election. Steve's a Louisiana native and is on vacation this week in the Bayou State. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So tell us a little bit about these candidates for governor.
The Democratic candidate is a woman named Kathleen Blanco. She's been the lieutenant governor here for 8 years, and she's a veteran of Louisiana politics. Her Republican opponent is Bobby Jindal. He's a 32-year-old Rhodes Scholar. He's the son of Indian immigrants, and he was born and raised in the state capital, Baton Rouge. Jindal's never held elective office, but he did serve as the head of the state's health and education system, and he also worked briefly for the Bush administration.
Now, they sound like very different individuals, but you say they don't differ that much from a policy perspective?
Not that much, Madeline. Both have said they won't raise taxes, though Kathleen Blanco says she'd consider tax hikes if it came down to cutting health or education funding. And both of them are putting lots of emphasis on jobs and on economic development. Those are major issues in this state. But other than kind of bickering over which side's engaging in the most negative campaigning, there doesn't really appear to be a lot of difference between the way that they're positioning themselves. I watched a debate here on Sunday night, and Blanco, the Democrat, complained that Jindal, the Republican, was trying to portray her as kind of an old-line politician. She was offended by the word old, I think. Jindal complained that Blanco was making him out to be young and too inexperienced. Here's a bit of tape from that debate.
They don't want to hear things like training wheels. They don't want to hear things like immature. They don't want to hear those kinds of words. We've not engaged in name-calling. All I've done is to point out that my opponent and I disagree about taxes. She's come out and said that she would be in favor of tax increases under certain circumstances. I've said I wouldn't, and I've asked her to stop the negative campaigning. Other than that, we've not criticized her background. I don't think the voters have to vote against a candidate. They can go into the voting booth saying, we're going to vote for one of these candidates. I think that's good for Louisiana.
Now, come on, Bobby. Any woman who's called an old pal has got to take umbrage on that one. No woman wants to be called old, no matter how old we are. All the meanwhile, you're saying, I'm running a clean campaign.
That's Kathleen Blanco, the Democratic candidate for governor here in Louisiana. She's running against the Republican Bobby Jindal.
And what are the polls and the pundits, what do they say? Who's leading so far?
It's hard to say, Madeline. Most of the polls now are showing a dead heat. There are some polls recently that are showing Jindal pull ahead, but it's very difficult to tell. On Monday, Jindal got a pretty important endorsement from the mayor of New Orleans, Ray Nagin. He's a Democrat and an African-American, so that was a pretty unusual endorsement. And the black vote here could be the deciding factor in this race, but that being said, the mayor, Ray Nagin, of New Orleans, is a pretty conservative Democrat, so it's not clear how many blacks will follow his lead. And I guess maybe even more interesting is there's absolutely no scandal surrounding any of these candidates or the man that they're seeking to replace. He's the sitting governor, Mike Foster. And that's interesting because you need to remember that former Louisiana governor Edwin Edwards is spending his golden years in a federal prison.
No scandal in Louisiana? I'm shocked.
That's the way it goes. All things can change, and even Louisiana politics can be scandal-free.
Okay. How's the fishing?
Nothing to report. Went fishing yesterday, got nary a single fish, but the weather's fabulous.
Day-to-day Steve Proffitt. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Madeline.